keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
18 after the hour. Quickly back to the phone lines. Frank on the line in DeWitt today. Frank, welcome to it. Got to be quick, my friend. Frank, you ready? All right, Frank. How you doing?
Good. Good. Great show as always. I just wanted to say you were spot on about those public sector unions and the way you dealt with the Obama supporter that just came on. The only point I wanted to make, would you kindly tell the people out of the two political parties which one is overwhelmingly the one that is in bed with the public sector unions?
Well, overwhelmingly, I'm not sure, but certainly the Democratic Party has a much larger role. Well, because Democrats have been in charge of all the major cities in America for decades, so therefore they've been more closely aligned, deeper in bed, as you say, with the public sector unions. Frank, thanks for checking in. There you have it, 888-900-9966, the Obama supporter that called in earlier. See, now that's funny to me. All right, it's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. And speaking of television, I've done television for years. For those of you that don't know, I have programs that run on the Outdoor Channel, have since, 1993 or 4, a long time. So if you want to see Ivy and I on TV, that's the place to go. Hunting and fishing programs. It's kind of voyeuristic when it comes to, you know, our adventures in hook and line adventures, like in Alaska and so forth. But there are so many shows out there. You ask yourself, can they really make a show about this or this or this? And you're going, really? Well, Julie Gunlock here, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, bringing another one to our attention that makes me go, you know, it seems like it'll be almost painful to watch, but Julie, first of all, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
And voyeurism when it comes to children that are behaving to the point that I probably wouldn't be filming them. I'd probably be getting out a ruler. Of course, that's child abuse these days, but so it is. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Discovery Family has launched a new show called Babies Behaving Badly, and indeed they are behaving badly. I wrote a piece on Acculturated about this, and frankly, I think adults equally behave badly when they tune in and watch this stuff. And I think the parents of these children for submitting these videos are behaving badly. You know, I think it's sort of embarrassing.
Parenting gone wrong.
Children. These are really badly behaved kids. Sure, there's some cute clips. But these are kids that are doing bad things, and,
yeah.
And it does, like, just like you said, it makes you wonder why in the world are people filming this and not putting their phones down and actually acting like a parent.
Well, why would we want to do that? I mean, let's be honest, you know, most of those people were raised by, you know, the remnants of the hippie generation. So why would they want to be parents anyway? So it says here, if I'm reading this correctly, I just want to make sure I'm attributing this properly, Julie, that you, filmed your own son having a complete meltdown because he wouldn't eat a meatball that, by the way, you said was pretty good. And then you had another one where he was freaking out, eardrum-breaking freak out because he was strapped into his car seat and wanted to get out so he could kill you.
Yeah. Yes.
And how old was he, like 3, 4, what?
Oh, at the time. Yeah. At the time, he was probably 2. My youngest is 5 now. But at the time, yes, he was having a rather...
You see, and that brings me back to, shock collars like you use for the Labrador Retriever. I mean, if they work on the Labrador...
make a lot of money here, Steve. I'm telling you, that is a great business idea.
Why is your son wearing a turtleneck and it's July? Don't worry about that right now. It's not important. But he behaves nicely, doesn't he? I'm just telling you, Julie. Trust me, I'm going to get some hate mail for that one. Anyhow.
Well, I did film them indeed, but I kept it to myself. I said in the article, I showed it to exactly 2 people, my husband and my mother, as a way of explaining to them that I deal with these monsters much more than you do. You know, this was a private moment. I plan to trot out these videos later in life to embarrass them.
Of course.
But now it just seems so vulgar how people are submitting these for public display. Their children have no say in this. I'm sure I wouldn't be happy if my mom put some videos of me up where I was having a meltdown. So
but
I just find it all very disturbing.
I like your point of view, though. You watch your mouth, mister. On prom night? Right here, when your girlfriend shows up, that video is going to be on the flat screen. 65 inches of pure pleasure, pal.
I do plan on torturing my children. I have no problem with that.
Exactly. Well, of course, you'd probably be guilty. The state will be there because that's probably emotional
right.
abuse of your children, you know.
Right.
And then she played the video and I looked like an idiot.
Yeah. I need a safe spot. I need a safe room.
I need a safe room. Hey, you know, you say that in passing, it won't be that much longer. Kids will be demanding safe rooms in their own houses because
truly.
Their parents are mean. Good God. You know, well, you have to have, you know, think-free zones is what I call safe zones on college campuses. You know, thought-free zones, because we don't want to offend anybody's thinking.
That's right. That's right. Terrifying raising boys in this age. Oh. I worry about them going off to college with all these crazy feminists. So.
Oh, I feel the same way. My daughter will be fine. I'm scared to death of my son. I mean, he's got a short attention span like I do. He's athletic and aggressive and, you know, hard-headed. Yeah. And he runs through, like, fences and stuff and then, you know, cries for a second and gets up and moves on and breaks something else. And seriously, they'll try to medicate him in first grade.
Right.
Then they'll try to, you know, restrain him in second grade. And then, you know, he'll slap some girl, you know, inappropriate somehow on the playground in third grade.
Right.
And I am so scared to death of raising a son in this day and age.
Oh, I agree. I have three sons. I'm terrified. It's, you know, and you don't want to raise them to be afraid or nervous.
I didn't give him permission to look at me. I consider that to be sexual assault. I mean, what? I mean, we laugh about it, but by God, we're not that far from being there.
We really aren't. It's so, so sad. And honestly, you know, you think about the false accusations of rape on campus now. You know, people's lives have been destroyed, and there seems to be, you know, no recourse for many of these young men who are falsely accused. It's a really disturbing trend, I think. You know, when at IWF we write about that, we try to remind women, you may have sons. This is also, you know, a women's issue, because you should be concerned about the environment that the sons you are raising and the potential for false accusations, that you should be very, very nervous about. This
Let
is
me
also
just tell
a women's
you.
Issue.
Let me just say, testicles are not a hate group. Yeah, I just put it right out there for you, Julie. Testicles are not a hate group. Now you go ahead and write about that.
That is a future blog post title I got to tell you.
You can have it. It's true. I mean, testicles are not a hate group. Come on, folks. They're boys. This is what boys do. They run around. They break things. They scare girls. It's what they do. Anyhow, Julie, great conversation. As always, always a pleasure. You can find out more at the International Women's Forum. It's Julie Gunlock, one of my favorites. Julie, have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.